Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Kia ora, Jenna. How are you this morning?
Jenna. You know, just living my life.
Living nice. Your life.
Living my lockdown life.
Nice. Are you in the shop right now?
I am. Yep. We've got a big pile of web orders to get out first thing this morning, so we're just on the case, really.
Excellent. Oh, we were just talking off air. I finally read Such a Fun Age on the weekend, which was very hard to put down and very enjoyable, but I'm needing some new books now because I've literally made it through my entire lockdown list, so I'm ready for all the recommendations. What have you got for us?
I really think you're going to like this one, Rachel. This is called She's a Killer. It's by Kirsten McDougall, and it's published by Victoria University Press, which is Wellington. And it's a third novel by Kirsten. Alice is in her later 30s. She lives with her mother, and they only communicate via Morse code.
Cool. And
the
weird.
The mum lives upstairs and she lives downstairs. And Alice has this extraordinary IQ, however, quite low empathy for others. And she wanted to be a psychotherapist, but a few knockbacks and enrolment led her to not pursue that higher career. And she's just worked in a university admin job for 15 years. And she has this childhood imaginary friend, Simp, who's recently returned and provides this running commentary in her head and also to the reader. So this sets the characters, but we've got a different Aotearoa, but it's a future that sits, I feel could sit within arm reach of where we live now.
Right.
So food is incredibly expensive, and Kirsten has this really great line, as if a toddler had gone around pricing stock according to whether they liked it or not. There's this amazing scene in the supermarket and naming the costs of everything. Wine, a bottle of wine costs $90, a baguette is $10, a coffee is $11. Water is expensive and rare. I think Alice has really, I think she can only have a litre a day. And Aotearoa's debt has also led the government to sell land to what are called wealth UGs. So they're rich immigrants who have had to countries due to climate change, and
oh my God.
These people are kind of taking over, building bunkers, etc. Which,
oh my God,
kind of familiar too. So one day she meets this Alice meets this mysterious wealth UG at her work, Pablo. She's intrigued after they go on a date, and she finds herself end up being paid to watch over his 50-year-old daughter Erica while he attends urgent overseas business.
Ooh.
Erica also has a high IQ. She's a fast mover and quickly starts meddling in Alice's life, bringing these people that are on the peripheral of Alice's like non-empathetic friend group, starts bringing them in. It's like she's preparing for something.
Interesting.
So, what I would say is that the success of this book really comes down to perfect plotting. The first half of the book is the setup, and then something happens in the middle that makes you think, did I just read that correctly?
Whoa.
And the second half of the book is this adventure, bringing together this wider cast of characters that you've been introduced to, and almost like an action thriller.
Ooh,
so
cool.
None of this wider cast are wasted. It's so well planned, but it's still surprising and entertaining to read. I was like, genuinely, like, maybe I should have been hinted by the title, but it was like, oh my God, okay, this is what I'm reading. So climate change, colonization, recolonization, and the wealth divide are political themes that are explored.
Oosh.
As well as mother-daughter relationships and long-standing female friendships. The dialogue is funny, dry, and considered, and to me there doesn't seem to be a word out of place. Simp, the imaginary friend voice, truly just slots into the cast effortlessly.
You sort of said...
So Alice is the...
I was just going to say, you said from the start of that sort of plot description to the end, so much happened that I completely forgot about Simp for a second, I thought was going to be the whole crux of it or something. That's amazing.
Yeah, Simp's just like there. So Alice is an unlikely and sometimes an insufferable heroine. She's apathetic to the political turmoil around her. She just lives her life. And nice. She's described at one point by a character as the person nobody cares about in the movie if they die. Which is like, kind of leads to that kind of dry humour that's all the way through it, and just cutting dialogue. But, you know, this book allows her time to be a hero, and perhaps this brings to light that she does feel empathy after all.
Sounds like a fascinating book, and kind of, I mean, we've talked a little bit before about how there's this really interesting sort of like movement of like allegorical New Zealand fiction coming out at the moment, but this kind of feels almost, as you say, like it could be half a step away from where we actually already are. So grim but funny reading, perhaps?
Yeah, it's like, there's these serious themes behind everything, and it's almost like a warning. But then it really explores how someone like would live their life like quite blandly through this, what we would see as turmoil. But then these extra characters come in to like bring the adventure in and get Alice moving.
This sounds like a great book. Remind us of the title and the author again.
It's called She's a Killer. It's by Kirsten McDougall, who is a Wellington author. It's published by VUP, and it's $35, and it's on the shelf now.
Excellent. Oh, that sounds like a bit of me. I'll be definitely coming to get that. Thank you, Jenna, for bringing us that.
I've loved seeing you two at the door. It's been wonderful. So, yes,
appreciate
keep coming.
Picking up a book on the pizza paddle is a lot of fun, I have to say.
Yep.
Hey, thank you, Jenna. Have a lovely rest of your day. And we'll no doubt see you across the pizza paddle sometime soon.
See you guys. Take care.
Bye.
That was Loose Reads.